Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me a roundtable panel. Per usual for our Fridays here. Happy Friday, everyone. Firstly, I have none other than the notorious Republic Broadcasting thought criminal himself, Mr. Ouch. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hey, welcome, Stephen.
Howdy, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Yes, the notorious SDW.
Yeah. Thought crime a day keeps tyranny away, y'all. It keeps it at bay, at least. Y'all be sure to commit as many thought crimes as you can and think for yourself, just like everybody on this panel seems to do.
And we have the king of red pills here with us, folks, none other than Mr. William Repillum. Hey, welcome, William.
Thank you, Richard. It's good to be on your show. And even if I'm the king of red pills, I wasn't on your show for a while, and I almost took my ball and went home.
I'm glad you didn't do that. Wow. I guess I saved that in time. Well, all's well that ends well. And I also have with us, folks, none other than, well, most out there either love him or hate him. The man, the myth, the legend. He's so politically incorrect, the man should have his own zip code. Paul in California. Welcome, Paul.
Excellent, Richard. Thank you for the introduction, and glad to be here today. And in the infamous words of Conor McGregor, I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely no one.
Well, William, since as you mentioned, it has been quite a bit in particular since you've been here. Why don't you start the discussion? What would you like to address firstly, sir?
Let's see. So you sent over some good articles. We've got and Alec Baldwin on his trial, I guess, for accidentally shooting someone with a gun he thought were full of blanks. I don't really like Alec Baldwin. I hate his politics. I like his brother a lot better, Stephen. He's a complete opposite of him. Stephen's a Christian, and you know, I've seen him in some Christian movies that I liked. But Alec Baldwin doesn't deserve to be convicted. It's not his fault what happened. I agree with the article.
It seems like we lost you there for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Your reception.
How's that? Is that better?
Spotty.
Is that a little bit better there? Is that a little bit better there?
Yeah. I'm still not getting anything. Unless it's just me. I don't know.
You hear both of you guys.
Yeah. Relog in on
spotty.
Skype maybe. A phone connection even could help. I'm not sure. It's me. Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, I'll reconnect then. Here, I'll be back, see if that can help.
All right, I assume you guys can still hear me.
Yeah, I hear you, William. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah. So, I was just saying that as much as I don't like Alec Baldwin, I don't agree with them serving him with injustice for this incident that took place, something that wasn't his fault. How is he supposed to know that the gun didn't have blanks in it that was a set prop? What, he's supposed to pull the bullets out and check each one from the chamber? That's ridiculous. It's not his fault. It's whoever loaded the bullets into the chamber. And it's an accident. You know, it's not a, you know, at the worst, it would be a manslaughter charge on that person at worst. But really, I mean, it's just an unfortunate accident that occurred there, in my opinion. And this just more Jewish injustice against people.
Hopefully I'm back. I'm hearing you pretty well now, William. I caught the tail end of that. And yeah, I don't know how much people are interested, but there was just a brief commentary from a gentleman who posted the article, Chris Black. I could read from, he titles it Third World Tier Justice System, Alec Baldwin Charged with Manslaughter. But Chris Black's commentary was pretty brief. This is totally insane, he said. Look, no one likes Alec Baldwin. That goes without saying. You know, now I'll interject and say I did like the way he played his role in Beetlejuice. I thought for that character he did a really good job. But anyway, that was a while ago, and political correctness was not so extreme with all these people in Hollywood. So you didn't notice how annoying he was then, I guess, in 88 or something, 86? I don't remember. I was pretty young when that came out, like about 10 or something. But it's not his responsibility, Chris Black goes on, to check the fidelity of the blanks in his guns on a movie set. That was the job of a professional, and which in this particular case was a fat millennial girl. So the person who was the weapons professional supposed to be checking things was a fat millennial girl. I can see how, you know, what could possibly go wrong with that to begin with. But, I mean, there's a, let's see, from RPK report, Baldwin refuses to accept responsibility for shooting, will fight manslaughter charge. And Chris Black went on to say, what is Baldwin even being accused of? They said he should have checked the gun, but how is he supposed to know the difference between blanks and live rounds? He would have had to take the bullets out of the gun to check them. He says he doesn't really care what happens to Alec Baldwin, but the fact that he cares about justice generally is the issue, in the American legal system specifically. Well, let's hear from the rest of the... I believe we just heard from William, unless I missed... Stephen, would you like to comment?
Yeah, sure. I would say that if his job is just to act, you know? That's not his job. You're right about that. And having shot a weapon or two in my life, though, if I was ever going to point one at someone and pull the trigger, I myself am going to look and make sure that there's not one live round in there that's going to, shoot somebody.
I can't imagine myself.
I would like to smack him for just ignoring that, you know, basically. But, you know, who knows what really went on, too. You know,
I wouldn't even trust blanks that there couldn't be some danger. I mean, I don't know. You hear stories, but in general, I mean, yeah, just on a set, randomly just pointing a gun and shooting it at someone when they weren't even filming, when you weren't even rolling, is kind of weird. And then that's the impression I had, is how it was.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe it was part of the scene. But I thought it wasn't even part of the scene when it actually happened. Correct me if I'm wrong. Regardless, if it was his role to shoot at that point, yeah, it wouldn't be him in the professional set of a Hollywood film. There would be someone who's supposed to be qualified for all that. It is weird why any live rounds were on the set whatsoever.
That's the big question. I agree.
And I don't know why people are talking about that more.
Yeah.
And, we have, you know, a lot of opinions out there. But, Paul... you referred to this story this morning as well, so let's hear your commentary.
Well, I don't really think it's of any importance. It's probably just more theater. You know, I actually initially, when the whole thing broke or came out, there were some very suspicious elements about it. You know, it just seems to me to be a very unlikely thing, you know, so I don't know. Did it really happen? Can we trust anything that they say really happened anymore, with all the lies we're being told on every single topic? So again, what does or doesn't happen to Alec Baldwin, of course, is irrelevant mostly.
No,
interesting discussion here and there, I guess.
No, that is true. In other news, to touch on this briefly, Al Gore came completely unglued, unhinged at the World Economic Forum conference with his fear porn about climate change. I mean, he's comparing what we're doing with the use of fuel consumption to how many thousands of explosions per nuclear explosions per year, just constant explosions. I mean, you know, he was just completely with a loss of temper, and I mean, it was pretty comical. If you check out the clip, let's say there's a link to the Twitter from Investment Watch blog, but yeah, his the part of his speech where he just gets really unhinged was quite comical. I mean, the guy hasn't changed since the 80s, and he's been spearheading this for quite a while, has he not? Stephen.
Yeah, you know, that had not seen this, but that makes me this dialectic approach they're taking with this thing where he is just freaking about the climate change and saying how fossil fuels and all are harming us. But if anyone tries to bring out any technology that challenges that, you know, they end up in file 13, you know, stuff like Stanmeyer and it's just that they seem of two different minds battling back and forth here with these quote unquote rulers of ours. I don't know which side of the mouth they're talking out of this week. Sometimes I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Do you understand where I'm coming from with this? It's like,
he mentioned
all theater, you know, that go ahead.
I forget how many, it was like dozens or even like hundreds or thousands per day of these nuclear explosions that he compared it to. It was so extreme too. I mean, I don't know if it's really worth hearing from the whole panel on Al Gore's climate change propaganda. It's such an old topic. There really isn't a lot of news in the cycle. That is a Friday, of course, but you know, of course, the economy tanking and the stock market finally starting to acknowledge that. We have Google suddenly announcing, well, a lot of companies have been forewarning a lot of firings, you know, downsizing, not layoffs. In most cases, it's actual letting people go. And yeah, we heard more of that from Google as one little tidbit of news there. Let's see, what was it, 12,000? I have to double check. I want to say 12,000 jobs. And then, of course, the housing market. You know, it actually is starting to finally pop. And the corporate media is not reporting on it at all. That was William was referring to some of these other articles I sent around. Housing is so unaffordable, no one's even bothering to build it. And they say U.S. residents are now spending 30% of their income on rent, the highest in more than 20 years of Moody's tracking the data. And such an overpriced market, the Bay Area, it might be a good point to pivot to Paul for his commentary on this.
Sorry, I just took it off on mute for a second. You know, I don't know how reliable whatever figures they say really are. I mean, the 30% is laughable because for the Bay Area as a whole, I think at least in the South Bay, I mean, look at San Francisco all the way down to San Jose and all the way at the other side of the bay to Oakland. The entire Bay Area is probably, well, they guess around 10 million or so. But, you know, in San Jose where I live, which, of course, is a fairly large area, there's it's well known that the average person cannot really afford a one- or two-bedroom apartment. They're doing it, but more than ever I'm seeing many residents of, you know, everywhere you go, whether it's houses or apartments, lots and lots of cars, multiple people to be able to afford the rent. I saw an article last year that said the average person would have to make about 40 bucks an hour or so to be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment. So I don't know how many jobs there are that pay 40 bucks an hour. There's a few, right? I mean, Google, Apple, you know, eBay, that kind of stuff, you know, and where I'm at. But other than that, you know, $20 an hour job is a good job, and you cannot really afford the normal rent on that. I know a person right now who is paying approximately near 70% of what she makes for her townhouse. And, you know, can we multiply that out or extrapolate that out? I don't know. But everything they tell us is a lie. Whatever the unemployment statistics are, you know, the consumer price index, the inflation, it's all a lie. You can be sure of that. That's about how much I know.
And William, well, you relocated, but you used to be in the state of California. I don't know. Do you want to comment next?
No. I'm going to pass.
All right.
Thank you, though.
Sure. Well, Stephen, how about you? Just the state of the housing market, affordability of housing, and the economy.
Locally, I've seen a couple of things in the news about two companies in upstate South Carolina announced layoffs, and there's some act called the WARN Act. I forgot what that stands for, WARN, but they have to give so much notice if they're going to lay off somebody in 60 or 90 days ahead. And so there are at least two of them have just been in the news the last few days. And one of them, there's a bearing plant that's closing. So still affordable here compared to the San Francisco to have rent. But, you know, I can't imagine. That's exactly what they want to do, is cram everybody into those little smart cities where you could only get so much little space and they control everything. I mean, that's the way that they're headed with this. And an apartment complex with more cars than lots of people sharing, you know, just a hot cot almost is what it would amount to, the way that's what they'd like to have it. You know, that's the way that our owners would like to work us, I guess. I'll put it that way. And toss it back to you, Richard.
Well, don't know how much more can really be said on that topic. I don't know.
I'll add something related, which I just discovered recently, if you don't mind the interjection here. So I was at the supermarket, getting this and that. And there was a particular item, actually a particular brand of milk, where they were out of whole milk. And, you know, typically I've run into this before at various stores where they have lots of no fat and low fat, but they're always running out of whole because that's what people want. But they seem to just keep ordering the same amount of each, right? So I mentioned this to the manager, and I hadn't done something like that in years, but I decided, I'll give it another try and just say, okay, how hard is this to figure out? You see a shelf full of items that aren't selling and a shelf empty of items that are selling, so maybe you might want to adjust the quantities of each that you order. Well, this is what he told me, and it was quite interesting. He goes, well, you know, I'd like to, but everybody's on allocation now. I go, what do you mean, allocation? He goes, well, they tell us basically how much we can order, and, you know, I can't really get any more even if I ask. I said, like, for example, what? He says, well, you know, milk, eggs, things like that. Now, I remember, it was in my living memory, and probably Stephen as well. I didn't have any understanding of it at the time, but I remember back when I was a kid a few times here and there where there was some protest about milk or dairy farmers, and they were dumping milk, right? Like dumping it in the streets or wherever as a form to protest whatever was going on with the market, you know, the prices that they were getting. So there's no, apparently we don't have any problem producing services. I mean, everywhere I go, I see plenty of almost everything. But this manager of the store told me that he can somehow only get certain amounts of whatever it is he wants to order, and sometimes he would like to get more, but he can't. And I said to him, I go, well, who's making this decision? And he goes, well, I really don't know. And so here we are. We're all basically underneath the system where apparently there's somebody above trying to tell us what it is we can have or can't have or produce or not produce or distribute or not distribute.
Right.
And even, you know, the manager of a supermarket, you know, can't really, I mean, what can he do?
Very interesting. We'll be right back.
Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Friday roundtable panel. We have William Repillum, Paul in California, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. Just to confirm, it was 12,000 jobs. The Google CEO just declared as the amount of jobs which will be cut. In a bit of other news, and this is going back to some I had been meaning to report on, didn't get to earlier this week. But let's see. Well, over at the Davos meeting, New York Times publisher was there saying that disinformation is the most existential challenge we're grappling with as a society. The New York Times publisher. What a squirmy little squid this one looks like, too, when you look at the photo here. We had the World Economic Forum shill. The New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, abruptly resigned. People are wondering what was up with that. Regarding the shots overseas, they're saying the recent UK and Euro death figures are frightening. Reports all over the world in other news had been made regarding Bank of America. Let's see, we had on January 18th, Bank of America was down, okay? Incidentally, on the 19th, yesterday, a Chase Bank was reported down in some areas. But after Bank of America, which from what I have heard is owned by China, it really should be called Bank of China, correct me if I'm wrong, but after it was down on the 18th, we had on the 19th reports all over the world of customers missing their money held in Bank of America. You know, is this a foreshadowing of what's to come on a major scale, coming to a local outlet near you? We have medical professionals implementing World Health Organization-based digital diagnosis code for the unvaxxed. From now on, whenever you go to the medical facilities, they're going to confirm whether or not you've taken these shots. So it looks like they're not done with whatever propaganda trying to maximize the people taking these and to single out those who are not compliant and be sure they have a good record of them. Well, I don't know, maybe we should hear from the panel a bit. Stephen.
They really want to get that needle in as many people as they can, don't they? That's just, man, that's disgusting when I think about it. Code for us. They're going to identify us now. So, like, they tag us, I would say, as unvaxxed. Uncleans, the leper rang his bell, you know. That's the here we are. So that they want to.
Unvaxxed
eventually is what I've been told.
Something else I should mention, too, actually, briefly, on the heels of banks being down without your money on record. We're hearing this Davos meeting. A lot of people are trying to predict, really, that a catastrophic cyber event is likely in the next 2 years. I mean, at the WEF meeting, we had this Jeremy Jurgens giving a huge presentation on it. Due to geopolitical instability, a catastrophic cyber event is likely to occur in the next 2 years. He says, and, you know, it seems like event 201, if you ask me. They're telegraphing what they're about to do. But William, would you like to comment?
Yeah, they are starting to telegraph what they're trying to do. And I'm kind of leaning more into the camp of this whole thing is a movie. Everything that happens that we're witnessing, they're all actors in a movie. There's no opposition. They're just play actors, just like making a movie. I mean, there's people have been making movies for centuries or for decades. They are professionals. They know how to manipulate everybody. They know how to create the characters. They know how to make you like the characters. They know how to make you think the characters are your heroes. You know, I mean, come on. We have to use this analogy that we're living in. And you know, that's it. You know, I mean, it's a sad, sad situation. I don't know what else to say.
Paul?
Well, regarding your comments earlier about the vaccine agenda, yes, as long as I've been talking about it, and I know many people have said the same thing, they're not going to let this go. They'll back off a little bit here and there, but they're pushing forward with it, and especially requiring animals. I watched a very disturbing video the other day about they're going to be pushing these mRNA vaccines, allegedly mRNA vaccines, on all livestock, which we will then consume. So what we're going to get when we eat, you know, meat, poultry, and beef, it's anybody's guess.
That's a great point. Just like the GMO food and vegetable. Well, here, let's continue that on the other side. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my roundtable panel. We have Paul in California, William Repillum, and Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Paul, you're mentioning they're going to start forcing this on the livestock. I hope they don't try to start forcing it at our cats and dogs, that's for sure. But you're saying, what could happen to us when we eat the meat of this livestock? Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, it's all, you know, speculation, since a lot of people that are talking about it probably do not really know the science, because in many cases, let's face it, they lie to us about their own data, their own studies, and what they're doing. And why wouldn't they lie when you think about it? Why would they want us to know really any truth about some of the things that they're subjecting us to? So, again, it's anybody's guess. You know, if these animals are going to start producing spike proteins, or, you know, there's going to be more, contaminants in the meat, you know, due to the circulation, because the bloodstream, obviously, the blood supply will feed the muscle, you know, the meat that we're going to eat. So, you know, who knows? But you can be damn sure that these people are not interested in preventing disease in livestock. Okay. That's one thing we can count on.
Right. We have a caller, a Charlie in Florida. Hey, welcome, Charlie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, everybody. Listen, I was wanting to ask William what happened. I was waiting for his show the other, I think it was Wednesday. I thought you were going to be on the show on the National NIR, National Intelligence Report. talking Intel. About the
National Intel report.
Yeah, well, the Intel report.
All I know is that Tom D said that he was filling in and William would be back next Wednesday. Isn't that right, William?
Yeah, you know, that's a slot that I usually take, but I've taken it with some flexibility. Sometimes there's people that have emergency broadcasts that they need to put out, and so I have offered to concede and sometimes allow that. That's kind of part of the deal. So maybe when you call in, Charlie, talk to Mike, you know, if you want to put in a good word for me and ask him to bump someone else instead. But I don't mind it. I mean, it's totally fine. Sometimes I'm busy and I've got stuff that I gotta do. Even once a week, you know, it does require a certain level of commitment. But Charlie, I really appreciate it that you're, you know, that you missed it. And thank you. You know, it's good to hear from you.
Well, yeah, because the subject matter was something that we were talking about. This, there may be some kind of like replacement population being brought into the Ukraine there. And I was just wondering if maybe that might be the reason why you were nicked, you know, because you mentioned the very last thing on the show the other day that that was going to be the subject and you were going to do a deep dive into that topic. And I'm wondering if maybe I hope that wasn't the reason, but, you know, I don't particularly care for this guy, Tom. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know much about him. I think that most of those people that come from over there.
I know that he was a very beneficial friend to John Stadmiller. He's helped out many times where the network needed serious tech overhauling, and he lent his expertise free of charge for long periods, actually relocated and moved out there at one point.
Oh, he did that for RBN?
And John, yeah, I knew him personally.
Yeah,
so Tom
okay.
D,
well,
Tom
I
D is a very close
then.
Friend
I,
of John. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. But I don't. As far as him being on the show, I'm not really all that crazy about him. But having his show, but that's
and
okay.
And even though
there's a board of
directors now to help with decisions for the station and that. I mean, in addition to Mike and Julie, Sam. I mean, Tom is kind of seen as John's replacement if like someone needs to really bring down the hammer on some decisions. He's been given a lot of responsibility with this too. But of course, Mike. You know, Mike Slatichek, he's the one who actually is dealing with the lease for the new location as well. So, I mean, we got to give props to all these folks. But no, Tom,
okay.
You should definitely appreciate there, Charlie, just for the record.
Well, I knew he was over there at that, what is that, TLB Talk area there, which
Talk, yeah.
I knew he had helped out over there. I didn't know he had helped out with RBN.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, going back years.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to hear. I wanted to hear that report that William was going to give on that because I think it's a pertinent thing. Oh, by the way, one of the topics you guys are talking about, they've been talking about that they're going to try to make it hate speech over there at the World Economic Forum. They're talking about that. To talk against the vaccines or even the war in Ukraine now. If you don't go with the official line, they want to consider that hate speech. I don't know if you heard that, but
I saw
that's what
in,
I heard.
Charlie, hey, did you catch William and Paul last night on In Plain Sight? That was an excellent show, wasn't it? Yeah.
I did not. No, I did not.
Okay. Yeah. I enjoyed that one, y'all. That story that Paul told about the Corvette and the snow in Reno was cool.
this thing with Biden is all these with this vet, you know, in that house over there. This is all distraction. I think it's distraction because the war over there in Ukraine isn't going well, and they're trying to cover it up, you know. But anyway,
one thing I have reported, Charlie, around that I've heard. And I don't, you know, is that they're really beefing up the air defense in Moscow with the Ministry of Defense, Putin's residence, and all that. I saw pictures of them hoisting this anti-aircraft thing up in the middle of Moscow and stuff. That seems to have escalated some in the last couple of days.
Yeah, I think we're it gets closer to nuclear war all the time. I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of people don't believe it's going to escalate that far, but it's it seems to be escalating pretty fast. And it's coming from the Biden side, by the way, you know, that most of that escalation. I don't know. But they're both doing it. Russia's doing it, too. So, anyway, yeah, hey, I really appreciate your show on Saturdays, too, there.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate
your
feedback.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. That's all I wanted to talk.
I just wanted to clarify that. Actually, I mean, John pretty much, well, I mean, he did, like, give responsibility to Tom, unbeknownst to him, in his passing, where after John passed, I mean, Tom was notified of this, and he's like, well, why the hell did he give that to me? But John certainly thought highly of him. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for your call, as always. And, let's pass it on to, I see we have another caller. We have Lark in Texas. Okay, a fellow RBN host. Hello, Lark. Hey, thanks for calling, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, how do y'all? Before I make my quick remarks, Stephen, if you would be so kind as to extend to your fellow panelists there my Facebook address. And the reason I ask you that is because since Nikki Rapana passed away in June of 2022, I have felt it incumbent upon me to make my presence felt on a platform I despise. There's so many great researchers over there.
Okay. I will do that, Lark. I have it on a different device, which I'm just getting right this minute, and I'll pass it on and drop it in our Skype chat for them.
Yeah, and all your panelists that are there today. And Mike Sledge would be great if you could extend that to him as well. And the reason I bring this up is because I believe that since I've been researching this for now my 19th year, the superimposition of communitarianism and communitarian law, where you live, where you are right now, and worldwide, I think that I can kind of crystallize and help clarify in a pretty succinct presentation what we're up against when we're talking about this great reset, the financial reset, but especially what is called communitarian law, because there doesn't seem to be a lot of discussion on the network about these things, and I do believe that I can help in that effort. If you're interested, Richard, I put that invitation out for you.
All right, well, thank you. And would anyone else of the panel like to respond? Paul, we haven't heard from you in a while, sir.
You mean to respond to what Lark was saying about communitarian law? Is that what you meant?
If you have something to add or remark, sure.
Well, I mean, it really doesn't matter what label you put on it. And, let's face it, the average person nowadays, and it's, of course, less than average. The average person today is less than the average person 20, 30 years ago, and so on and so on. So what's being done is essentially just, the exercise and projection of power in a top-down fashion from those who have in many ways usurped, stolen, and bribed their way and lied their way and deceived us all that they are, in power, or they are an authority, and people believe it. And I don't know what else, can be done besides physical opposition to this in the end, or just non-participation. Non-participation, which is what, mostly I've tried to do the better part of my life, Given these people the middle finger any chance I can, and or just ignoring them. And but unfortunately, that's not going to work in the end. Well, for individual, you could, live a relatively free life as long as you don't have to ask permission from these people for whatever it is you do. But they're increasingly making that difficult, aren't they?
I think that I can make the case that actually knowing what it is and be able to put your finger on it in a precise fashion will help us ferret out, for instance, the story that you began the broadcast with today, with the Hollywood actor that is, on which charges have been preferred and the like. You have to remember that, you know, back in the Reagan administration, he appointed Sandra Day O'Connor to the Supreme Court. And she was saying at the time, I'm old enough to remember these things, that we had to look to international law for precedent in order to come to the right clarifying decisions at the Supreme Court level. And I mean, I have several examples in my personal life of people who whose cases were impacted deleteriously because of the superimposition of communitarian law. You'd only look at the example of Jim Fetzer and people like Ron Avery, who's a he's a host on this network. He's a longtime property rights advocate even before the internet. The guy took the case to the Texas Supreme Court. We don't have a lot of time,
What was the result of Ron Avery's trip to the Texas Supreme Court?
Oh, they shut it down. I mean, they disavowed it.
So there you go. So you can forget about whatever kind of law you're talking about, be it communitarian or otherwise. How does communitarian law figure into food shortages? How does communitarian law figure when these other countries are getting drone strikes on them and so on and so on? You know,
it has everything to do with the C word, my friend, and what we're witnessing with this so-called fourth industrial revolution and Great Reset. It's you can actually put a fine point on ferreting these issues out, so at least you have an understanding of what the hell these bastards are up to. But yeah, one thing you need to be clear about this system: it pits American against American. And that's by design.
Oh, God. Well, this goes into what are you defining as American? See, this is what they're trying to do, is they're muddying the waters on everything, right? This came up last night when I was on the show with William, and we didn't have time to really get into this, go up this direction. But this whole idea about the Constitution and America and Americans, what are we talking about? I mean, put a bunch of people in a room, put 100 people in a room of all these different makes and models, shall we say. Tell me which one's the American. Well, you can't do that anymore because they're telling us that Indians are Americans. They're telling us that Chinese are American. They're telling us that Mexicans are American. They're deliberately doing what it is they know will destroy the social fabric of any quote-unquote nation. There was a time, by the way, actually surveys were done on this where they put pictures in front of people in other countries and asked them to point out the Americans. And back in the day, 20, 30, 40 years ago, most people around the world point out a white person. Okay, when the perception of Americans in the past was white people because we were a supermajority white country, then, we have to get back to a racially based society with racially based laws. The reason I don't care about the Constitution or anything else, because it's not based on race. We can base a system of law and a system of government and a nation and society on race first, which is hard for most people to swallow. But in the end, that's where you have to go. There's no other way to go in this.
The communitarians will tell you, we're talking about all the smart people that are supposed to be a whole lot smarter than us, that number one, nation states are slated to go bye-bye. And in their place will be erected and is being erected such a thing as a market security state. And right. This in turn gives rise to what we're also witnessing, the data-driven, tech-driven city-state, even a smart city-state. And this is how we're all going to be enslaved, guys, right there.
Right. Well, ultimately, we're all going to be enslaved by lack of sufficient gunfire. Okay, in the end, that's what it amounts to. Lack of sufficient gunfire is the reason we're going to be enslaved. That's all it is. That's all it's ever been. And we don't need to hold college classes and teach people what's going on, because most people are too stupid to fathom the actual reality. So I'll agree with you on that.
Well, thank you, Lark. Always appreciate your comments. We'll have to get you two to continue this another day. I have another caller on the other side of the final segment. We'll be right back, folks.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. We have Francis in North Carolina. Hey, Francis, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man. I'm really going to stir the pot big time for you. And I usually do, and I'm generally viewed as a pain in the tail as a result. But I'm glad I was on hold because of this one reason. By the way, I wish you all have a fun weekend for that matter, and be mischievous as you can. I'm glad I was on hold because after the, I guess it was the previous caller and the commentary thereof, I have to say that in that case, if things were that bad, then then the U.S. government needs to return the Statue of Liberty to the French, who gave it as a gift. Considering the stance of what the Statue of Liberty stood for and was sent, you know, as a gift for. So with that said, it was the the World Economic Forum, WEF, that made the comment that they're looking to make people who speak out against the shot jabs as hate speech and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that would be the same forum that made a comment that grown men and grown women can have sex with children of the same sex or opposite sex, and it's perfectly all right, unless I misunderstood that a while back.
Okay, well, we're running out of time, and you're throwing a lot of things together, but I'd like to try to hear some feedback from our panel on that. Then.
Oh, yes, by all means, please. Meanwhile, I have lime, coconut, and pineapple, my Corona. I'll listen for you.
Thank you, man.
Later.
William. Please.
Sorry, Richard. I was distracted.
Oh, no, that's fine. Well, Paul, would you like to respond to anything Francis was mentioning? Okay. We're two for two here. Well, Stephen, are you still...
Hey, let me say, thanks for the call, Francis. Let me respond to William and Paul from there. The lie they told with that Constitution was those very big words they started it out with we the people, because it wasn't the people. It was like the lawyers and the oligarchs and the bankers. It's like government of the bankers, by the bankers, and for the bankers. And we the people was we the ones who are going to benefit from this document that we're just this contract we're going to go into to absolve us of all these debts and to do away with the limitations that we have under the Articles of Confederation. That's what was going on. And I realized I realized last night that a lot of people are starting to realize that now. As you know, I used to go back to, like, as Paul says, my Constitution, but I've learned a lot more since then. And that Statue of Liberty, I think it was Colossus, wasn't that the statue of wasn't really Liberty, but Columbia, that's who that was, wasn't it?
I'm looking forward to your show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, Thought Crime Live. Stephen, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'll have Graham Sutherland tomorrow. Y'all tune in.
Thanks. Brilliant. Yes, thank you, William, and thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, well, please support the network. Have a happy Friday, a good weekend. But yes, please support us to keep all of this possible. Go to the donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. Plenty of ways to donate. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.